Okay, today is day 14 of the I, Frankenstein project. So yesterday I watched the alternate director's commentary, or I guess the commentary, it wasn't the alternate director's commentary. This one was with the writer of the graphic novel, and I think it was the executive producers. I didn't quite catch it. It was such a weird commentary track. I think they were both not good. I don't know when they recorded them, but they seemed incredibly underwhelmed by the whole movie. They didn't really say much, and then when they did say stuff, it was kind of like, I don't know, they just seemed so not into it. Like, they're like, oh, I'm glad we came with that shot, that was cool, or like, oh yeah, we didn't plan on doing that, but then we did it, or, you know, oh, both commentary tracks talked about how much exposition they had, and how they didn't seem to like it, and how the only reason it worked is because they got such good actors to say the exposition. So that must have been a big issue on the set. They kept arguing about, like, different shots that they liked or didn't like, or effects they liked or didn't like, or how they were constantly adding these filler scenes in post to make it flow better, or, you know, it just seemed like this thing was, like, slapped together. It's just so weird. Like, all these scenes where the creature has to get from one place to another, they just seemed very thrown together, which was very, I mean, not shocking. It's not like, what? It was so well constructed, but it seemed like they had no enthusiasm for it. It was very strange. And then my favorite part was they had the writer of the graphic novel, who's the big African-American guy in the movie, and he has the best voice. I mean, it's deep in the movie, but it's not anywhere near as deep in real life. Like, it's crazy deep. Like, it was hilarious. It sounded fake. Like, it sounded like the, narrators to movie trailers, but, like, talking. And it was bizarre, because they'd be like, hello, blah, 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 blah. Writer of the job. It was so weird. It was the first thing on the track, and I literally had to stop, and I had to laugh, and then I had to go back, and I had to listen to it like 3 more times. He unfortunately does not talk that much during the commentary check. I don't think he must have not been around that much, because he wrote the graphic novel, but from what I'm gathering, they weren't that faithful to it, so that's probably why he didn't have much to say. And so, I don't know, it was interesting. The directors seem real jazzed up about all these special effects, and then the executive producers seem to not like the movie. They're constantly saying, like, oh, this exposition, or, oh, what happened there, or, oh, that effect looks weird. Like, it's a lot of that, which was pretty funny, but a little distressing. So they didn't seem to love the movie all that much, which was interesting. So that commentary track was a little slice of life. So now I've watched both commentary tracks, which was fun. I did like that. I have to go back to actually watching the movie. But now I'm going to watch the movie with a different eye, now that I've heard everyone's impression of it. So I don't have new insights on the movie. Like, the movie is more that it seems like nobody liked it and nobody enjoyed it. Everyone thought it didn't make any sense while they were watching it. I don't know. Yeah, they seem to constantly be like, we couldn't figure out how to do this, how to get, you know, the creature from this building to this building. So we, like, special effect this shot or something else. Like, it was bonkers. It's like, it seemed like they had no idea how anything was going to work out while they were making it, which was funny. So I also listened to another review, or finished the review, of the movie with another podcast. It was actually super funny. It does delight me now because I know the movie so well. It is fun that they don't understand the plot. And then they also comment on things that it's like watching Mystery Science Theater of a movie you've seen like a thousand times. Because they talk about, my favorite part every single time is Aaron Eckhart getting possessed by the demon. Because he screams so weird. Like, they say the director said that they'd film that for, like, hours. I'm not sure why. But it's the weirdest scream. Because it just sounds like if you told me to Like, what does screaming sound like? You go like, ah. He just does that, like, louder. It's super weird. Like, it's not a real scream. I mean, nobody actually screams like, ah. But it's like, ah, ah. It's so weird. Like, it's the weirdest scream in the world. And he does it for, like, an hour. It's so, it's like he's being possessed. He's like, ah. And then they flip away to, like, the gargoyles. And they come back to him. And he's like, ah. And like, he's going back and forth. And he keeps, like, it's like 8 different shots of him screaming like a weirdo. It's my favorite part of the whole movie. So they said that he was screaming like an idiot. And I agree, because that delighted me. That whole scene's weird. So that's it. This was a much more fun watch, because now I know the movie. I know how it ticks. So, so that's my 14th watch of it. I feel like I've got it down. I don't know all the lines yet, but I'm getting the plot pretty down. It's still, like, no matter how many times you see it, it just kind of washes over you. Like, I don't know if I know the plot by heart. I mean, I know the basic plot by heart. I don't know if I know scene by scene, because it just kind of, there's only, like, 2 sets, and they just kind of bop back and forth between the sets, and the motivations don't make a ton of sense, so I don't even know, really, in the end, if I know the whole plot of the movie. So maybe this time I'll be like, make sure I know who goes where and when. So that's my next step. Okay, so that's it for the movie. Writing, I wrote about 900 words today. And so I had him go on his run. And then I was trying to find research on, because the research I did have is that if you get shot in a certain part of your chest, it might collapse your lungs. So I was going to have that, because that would prevent him from exercising in a more realistic way, like not muscles, but like breathing part. So then I was trying to figure out, so I was going to have him stubbornly insist on running. That's what he always did. And it doesn't go so great, because he tries to run and then he can't breathe, and it's like a whole thing. And his wife finds him, and then she's mad at him, and then he's going to, so that's my next step. So he got back into his house, and she's going to be concerned, and he's going to be like, I'm fine. And she's going to be like, no, you're not. And then I think we need to get maybe a friend in. I feel like we're hitting a bit of a wall, because I feel like I don't have enough characters for them to interact in. So I think I need to bring in a friend. Maybe a friend will come over and take him out, maybe. And then it might be more fun. And then maybe they'll meet, like, a reporter. Ooh, I like that. So maybe a friend will come in, like a friend from the old days. Kind of bum him out a little bit, take him out, be the reporter. They ask him some questions, he tries to play it off. So he's starting to get more angry, because now he can't do what he used to do, and so that's going to be a big part of this. Okay, so that's probably what I'm going to do today. Alright, so that's it for today. I will see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.